A contract vote today may decide whether 1,400 Harley-Davidson workers will keep their jobs in the company's home state of Wisconsin. The motorcycle maker says it needs to have more flexibility in hiring, or it will move production work to other states. Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio has more.
Harley says that starting in 2012, it needs to cut millions of dollars of labor costs in Wisconsin. Contracts recommended by company and union bargainers would reduce pay and vacation, add health insurance premiums, and allow Harley to use some lower-paid seasonal or casual employees at times of higher production. Harley spokesman Bob Klein says the company needs that flexibility.
That's really essential to Harley's future as a U.S. manufacturer in a global economy.
Officials for the affected steelworkers and machinists unions aren't talking to the media, but others dependent on a healthy Harley-Davidson are. Here at Suburban Motors Harley-Davidson near Milwaukee, dealership sales manager Todd Berlin says he hopes Harley keeps production work close by.
It's neat. We get people that'll come here to buy the motorcycle here because it's close to the factory, close to where it's put together. You know, corporate still is here, and that's a wonderful thing.
Marquette University management professor Cheryl Maranto says the choice the Harley workers face is one looming at companies around the globe. She says more firms want to use non-permanent employees.
To get that flexibility so that labor costs are variable cost rather than a fixed cost.
Maranto says the risk to companies is that making more use of seasonal employees may harm the morale of remaining full-time staff. Harley-Davidson says its contract proposal is the last and best one. The company says it will immediately move ahead on relocating production operations to states with more flexible work rules if workers here vote down the offer today. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.